Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Let's head down on the farm to Bowie, Maryland. That's where we find the Orioles' top prospect, Dylan Bundy. Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you'll make your first home start coming up on Saturday at Prince George's County Stadium against Erie, but you've already made one start this year, three scoreless innings. The line looked very good. How did you feel in that first start?
I felt good. You know, the first inning I was a little excited, so I was kind of all over the place, but I was able to get out of the inning with no harm done. So I was happy with the start.
And we see only the three innings. Is this going to be kind of like a build-up to four, five, six innings, or is this what we're going to see for much of the first half of the year for you?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure the first half of the year it's going to be three and four inning starts. So it's either 60 pitches or three innings, so whatever comes first. Yeah, they're just taking it slow, my innings limit. You know, they have an innings limit set for me, so basically we don't want to run out of innings by July, so they're kind of taking it slow now in April.
How do you feel physically right now?
Great. Body feels great. Arms are recovering well.
Do you feel like you can let it loose at this point, this far removed from surgery?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't have any tightness or any kind of tenderness in the elbow or shoulder or anything, so I really feel like, you know, I can let it loose anytime I want. The ball's just not coming out like it did in 2012 yet, you know, and I'm still hoping that it might come back later on in the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, the velocity, and I wasn't there, but I read a report that said 91 to 94. You're someone who used to sit in the mid-90s. Is that concerning, or is it just April, and you're still technically recovering from a pretty serious surgery?
You know, I've heard people say that it sometimes takes 2 or 3 years to get that velocity all the way back, so I'm really not concerned at all. 91, 94 is good enough to get people out, so I actually am kind of happy that it's not all the way back, because I'm able to work on my off-speed pitches and my changeup, and actually have to command the ball a lot better at 91, 94, unlike being 96, 99.
Dylan Bundy with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. So what are the finer points of pitching you're focusing on here in 2015?
Really fastball command, and really finding out a secondary pitch that I can throw in any count anytime I want. So really, that's about it.
Thinking about the future this year, have you set a goal for yourself? You mentioned the innings, but as far as getting to Norfolk, getting to AAA, and getting hitters out there, have you kind of set your sights on something specific for you this year?
I mean, the obvious goal is I want to get to the big leagues and help that team win is my ultimate goal. You know, I mean, obviously stay healthy the whole year and do everything they asked me to do down here in Bowie and work my way up to the big leagues as soon as possible.
How do you think spring training went for you with the big club?
Yeah, a little rough. You know, I wasn't commanding the ball well. I was walking guys, you know, walking a guy or two every inning, so that isn't going to work. It's just a free base for them and an opportunity for them to score runs. So that's why I was happy with my last start. You know, no walks. That's my goal every time I go out there and make them hit the ball to get on base.
Yeah, no walks in your last start and no hits allowed. So command-wise, you must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. They were swinging early. I had a lot of early counts where they were hitting the ball. I had about two or three more pop-ups or line-outs that I wanted. I would rather get the ball on the ground. But I felt like I was able to throw a quality strike 0-1 or 1-0 to get them on the ground out or pop-up.
And it's interesting. This is your first time back in Bowie since you pitched there for three outings in 2012. You had the injury, of course. Then last year you kind of started from the beginning, Aberdeen, Frederick. Now back in Bowie, tell me about the level of competition in the Eastern League.
Yeah, it's good. These guys are hacking early, man. I don't remember being this way in 2012, but, you know, they hack early. They don't take a lot of pitches. If you throw it over the plate, they're going to swing at it, which kind of a good thing for a pitcher because you can get a lot more innings in with a lot less pitches if they're swinging early in the counts.
We're talking to Dylan Bundy. He'll pitch Saturday for Bowie against Erie. Anyone in the area, I would say that's a good game to go to see Dylan Bundy pitch. And J.J. Hardy might be your shortstop on Saturday night. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be neat. You know, I think he's coming into town today, so I don't know how many games he has here, but definitely be pretty neat to have him behind the pitcher.
It's a prospect league, though, Dylan. I mean, you read through some of these lineups, and a lot of those guys are Baseball America Top 100 guys. So nowadays, you don't necessarily need to make a big pit stop at AAA.
Yeah, I mean, Bowie is, like you said, is only 20 minutes away from Baltimore. And, you know, there might be some guys that go straight from here to the big leagues, but you never know. Really, you don't think about that too much. You just got to play the best you can.
I have to ask you, your brother right now is your teammate in Bowie, Bobby, who for those who don't know, was a few years older than you in high school out of Oklahoma and then drafted by the Orioles. And he was really rising quickly through the Orioles minor league system, but he had a lot of injury issues. How's Bobby feeling? And tell me about the experience being a teammate of his right now.
Yeah, his arm's great. You know, he's had those three surgeries, but he's recovering well after each outing, and he's starting to figure it out as far as being a reliever and kind of what he's got to do on his workout plans and when he might be in the game. So it's kind of new for him being a reliever. He's always been a starter, so he's kind of getting a swing of things and trying to get comfortable that way. As a teammate, it's great. You know, he's my roommate on the road trip, so we room together. So if any one of us get out of line, it's your brother, so you can kind of get on him a little different way than you can some other teammate.
Does it feel like old times having Bobby with you at all times?
Yeah, last time we played together was high school, so, I mean, it's been a while.
That's pretty cool. And for your folks and for your family and friends to come out and see you, that's a quick stop. I mean, you get knock out two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't have to travel all over the country to see, you know, each of your sons. So for my dad to be able to come out here and be able to see us both, maybe pitch in the same game sometimes kind of saves you a trip.
That's true, actually. He could relieve you. So is he going to be a reliever permanently? Is that the plan to keep him healthy?
I'm not sure exactly. You know, I think this year for sure is going to be a relieving role for him. I'm not really sure what they have told him exactly, and I don't think he really cares what he does. As long as he's pitching, he's happy.
Dylan Bundy, Orioles prospect and the Orioles' top pitching prospect. Dylan, thank you so much for your time, as always. You'll be pitching Saturday at Prince George's County Stadium in Bowie against Erie. We look forward to hearing about that. A really good first outing for you, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Dylan Bundy. Much more still to come here on WBIL News Radio 1090.